Let me ask you the poll question today. Who's going to challenge Tiger this weekend? Phil Mickelson, David Duval, Vijay Singh, or Ernie Els? If you're going to pick out one, who would you single out?
Oh, I'd single out Duval because Duval's a straighter hitter than those other guys. The other guys launch it. But, as you know, Mickelson's had trouble down the stretch with hook in his drives. And Vijay's having some trouble with his he's concerned about his backswing right now. He's trying to get – he's making a little bit of a change. So, to me, pound for pound, Tiger and David Duval have the best swings in the game. So I think it's I'd throw all my support behind Duval.
Would you be shocked if Tiger did not win the U.S. Open?
No, I would not. I can't say enough about how well Tiger's handled himself underneath this microscope of the media scrutiny when he's won these four majors in a row. I remember back when Curtis won two U.S. Opens back-to-back, and all the hassle and the stomach problems he had trying to win three in a row. Tiger's going to finish in the top five. If he has a bad week, he'll finish fifth. If he has a good week, he's going to finish first. So, but it's so tough. There's so many factors involved, the breaks of the game, the rough, the speed of the greens, the weather, the humidity. There's a lot going into that that could cause him to not win.
But can somebody beat him, or will he basically have to beat himself?
He'll have to beat himself. Dan, this guy is so good. I'm telling you something you already know, but from an insider's view, I have never seen a guy compete to the level that Tiger Woods does and maintain his composure and his focus as well as he does. The guy is phenomenal.
What I was curious about, you were playing on tour when Jack was still in his prime. Did Jack get into other golfers' heads like Tiger seems to? And here you have Paul Azinger playing with Tiger at Memorial and apologizing to Tiger on the 17th fairway, saying, "I'm sorry I wasn't more of a challenge to you today." Was it like that with Jack?
Yeah, it was like that with Jack. It was like that with Palmer. It was like that with Trevino. I can remember when I first started playing with those three in their prime, when they were winning tournaments, and you wanted to raise your game to their level, and if you didn't, you felt like a schmuck. And you would apologize. You would apologize in the scorer's tent to Trevino for shooting 75 as he shoots a 66. You're almost embarrassed. And that's the exact same situation with Tiger. The players realize that he's playing at such a high level that you want to be able to show that you've got some game, and when you don't, it's embarrassing.
Are we being fair when we criticize the other golfers who seem to fold up their tents? Hal Sutton stood up to Tiger, and you know what? We keep talking about that. He seems to be the one guy who stood up and, no pun intended, but stared, the eye of the Tiger and did not flinch. But the other golfers seem to act like the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA playoffs against the Lakers.
Yeah, I love that. I love that comparison. No, I think you're very right to criticize the other players. I've been reading a lot where they say Nicklaus had Palmer in player and Tiger has nobody. I disagree with that. Tiger's got Duval. He's got Mickelson. He's got Els. He's got these players that challenge him, but nobody has overtaken him yet. I loved watching Hal Sutton challenge him at the Players' Championship and beat him. That proved that he can be beaten, but it's going to take a lot of guts and a lot of intestinal fortitude and a lot of hard work on these players' part. Not saying they haven't done a lot of hard work. Mickelson's worked incredibly hard. He just hasn't broken through yet or knocked Tiger off the pedestal. It will happen, though. Tiger's going to go through a little bit of a slump like everybody does, like every champion does. And I think when he does, someone's going to slip in there and you're going to see a little bit more, some more rivalries pop up.
Peter Jacobson joining us on ESPN Radio. If Tiger got married, would that change him?
Well, I read that about Nicklaus, what he said. I thought it was kind of stupid for Jack to say that. But I think, put it this way, Jack marrying Barbara Nicklaus helped to sharpen Jack's focus in his life. He had children at a young age. I had children at a young age. It helped to sharpen my focus. Tiger needs no help sharpening his focus to win golf tournaments. Tiger doesn't need to get married for him to be a great player. He is already on the threshold of being the greatest player. I think Tiger will get married. I think he will have kids. I think he will gain that parent perspective that we all know exists out there when you do share your life with somebody else.
But could it be a negative to Tiger?
Of course it could.
Okay.
Of course it could. I've seen players I've seen young phenom players on tour in my 25 years get married and disappear from the landscape of the tour.